Continuing. The rights of workers, in the end, underpin all others. Without the former, such rights, quote unquote, as others may have, are but certificates issued, annullable by the particular apparatus of stateness that forms the confrontational relation. As elsewhere in our conditions of existence, so here too does the capital-labor relation organize the terrain of confrontation and discourse. A third tendential development is the growing anti-Westernism of the peoples of the peripheralized and semi-peripheralized zone of the world economy's operations. And my interjection, this was written, you know, some 27 years ago, and so these guys have been working on that one. So it's a different picture, so we'll have to talk about that perhaps. Continuing. The growing quote unquote anti-Westernism of the peoples of the peripheralized and semi-peripheralized zone of the world economy's operation primarily is channeled in and through the interstate system. The impetus for the sentiment lies not in mere anti-imperialist or, positively put, nationalist movements, but rather in elemental challenges to the Westernism as encompassing civilization, that the capitalist development of the modern world as historical social system has entailed. This is a domain of inquiry fraught with difficulties, both theoretical and historical, for the once colonized and the once colonizing alike, specifically presuming good faith on the part of each, however central the historical divide perforce remains. The tendency shows more fundamentally, and I'm sorry, the points being made there are really worth exploring in greater depth, and maybe we'll return to it, but just let's push on. Continuing, the tendency shows more fundamentally, and again, they're talking about this anti-Westernism, which encompasses civilization more so than representing simply anti-imperialist. And he's saying this is a dense conversation. So the tendency shows more fundamentally, if less clearly, theoretically, in the question of how relations of rule relate to relations of production. We reach here matters of very considerable civilizational depth, where even the distinction which we have been working with disappears. For the challenge in process of realization is to the quote unquote Westernism of our ways of thinking, and to short circuit much to our ways of conceiving of the socialism of a socialist world system. And so derivatively to our ways of identifying what is or is not progressive. And my interjection, they're wrestling with the real problems. Haven't heard this since. I really haven't. And it's sort of been stuck there in limbo, this whole question of what is and is not progressive. What is the nature of this future we want? If it is anti-Western, what does that mean? If it is anti-civilizational, what does that mean? And this is not to criticize Emmanuel Wallerstein at all. Particularly now that I'm seeing what likely happened to his brethren.